Dallas people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
But yeah, I could not be a drug mule. Too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell live from the Golden Nugget Lake Charles here. We're outside the concert venue today, and it's beautiful. It is. Have you ever been in it?
My wife is a big Ronnie Millsap fan.
Oh, yeah.
So we came here and saw Ronnie Millsap.
It's a great facility. Really good. Really
Ronnie
awesome.
Millsap, well, he had a bunch of number ones, and he doesn't play the whole songs. He gives you a medley.
Does he really?
Yeah. He's a little older.
Come on, Ronnie. He's tired.
He's tired, yeah. Concert starts right at 7, you know, and it's going to end when it ends, which is probably about 8:15, 8:30. And
better
he'll
be
play
in your seats.
8:15, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he'll give you it. And let me put it this way. It doesn't last as long as a French Open Finals.
That was awesome. Now, listen.
What'd it go?
I'm a big tennis guy.
30, yeah, you've been known
Everybody knows that. I mean, I'm nobody. Nobody supports a game like I do.
Right.
So I don't want to play it up too much because everybody's, here's John loving tennis again. But that was – you want to talk about drama? You want to talk about the execution and the precision on these guys at the highest speed. I mean, Sinner, how fast is his
he's got big serve.
Serve is unbelievable. And Alcaraz just continued to make shot after shot. Now, he had to come back. And then it was just a great match to get to the final. I don't what's it called when they're in just trying to get the first one of the 10.
The tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker. Yeah. I'm a big tennis guy. I just forgot that for a second. When they're in a tiebreaker and Sinner just fell apart. I don't know what happened to him. But you want to talk about high drama and wonderful action at the highest level. Holy crap. That was as good. I mean, they made some shots like this was Borg and Connors and McEnroe. And,
yeah.
I mean, this was at the probably tennis at the best you see it.
Way better than even Borg and Connors.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're playing with such pace. And to play at that level 5 hours in?
Oh. I would need more
than 2 months to be able to get even close to that kind of cardio.
Two things I didn't understand. They're playing 5-plus hours. There was not a bead of sweat on either of them.
It was low dew points?
I don't care. If you're running around and you're playing at that holiday. Secondly,
yeah, they didn't look all sweaty.
Why did Sinner dress like Angus Young?
Angus Young?
Yeah.
How was he dressing like Angus Young? Maybe I got to go back and look at it.
You got to look at this. It was ridiculous
how
he dressed, first of all. And here, I'll show you images here of how Angus Young dresses.
Yeah, well, I know from AC/DC.
Yeah,
AC/DC. The guitarist, yeah. But he's got.
Now we're going to get Sinner, Sinner yesterday.
He had a blue, wasn't it something blue?
He had a blue hat with a green shirt.
Yeah.
And. No, he looked like Angus Young. It was terrible.
You probably won't be.
This
able
is
to
a
see
terrible, terrible outfit. I don't care what anybody says.
I didn't really.
I don't know why.
I was just watching the high level of tennis.
Why did he dress just like Angus Young? That's my problem with him.
It's considered. You know, the greatest match I'd ever seen was 2000. My wife and I were at the. I think we were at the Houstonian celebrating. I think we were staying there as a staycation because we were getting ready to have Sebastian. And it was just our last little stay. You know, I took her somewhere nice before our anniversary. And we watched the French Open. We were in the room watching the French Open. And it was Wimbledon. I don't know. I can't remember if it was French or Wimbledon. And it was this incredible.
Well, what time of year? When was he born?
Well, it's the summer. He's born in July, so it was the summer. But we didn't go right then in July, and it was incredible between Federer and Nadal, and it was the greatest match I'd ever seen. And I grew up watching, you know, all the tennis. Like, you know, you watched all the majors.
Yeah,
because there's only so many channels.
Yep.
And I was like, this is the greatest match I've ever seen. It's known as one of the greatest matches of all time. And then yesterday was I was like, this might have passed it.
It was awesome.
This might have passed it. You had two, and we got a lot of things we're going to get to, a lot of things. But just to, because we're probably not going to talk a lot of French, the first two, Sinner was the one seed, and he's been cruising. And Alcaraz is the new Rafa Nadal, basically, yep. is what you need to know. But he can play on all surfaces. Sinner wins the first two sets, and I'm watching. My son has graduation yesterday at 9 o'clock, so I'm keeping track on the phone. And I'm like, oh, man, this isn't even going to be a good first two sets or to Sinner. I mean, this guy's on a, you know, he's just on a heater. No, he's just going to roll through Alcaraz. Then Alcaraz wins the third set. Then the fourth set goes to, it was the third or fourth that was 7-6. I think it was the fourth set was 7-6, and it was a real scrap. That game was almost over.
He had three match points.
He had two match points.
I think he had three match points.
And Alcaraz held him off.
Yeah.
And then it went to the fourth, and then they were back. If Alcaraz got a break, and it looked like he was going to, it looked like he was just going to boat race him. And then all of a sudden, Sinner runs three straight, and it's like, and then Alcaraz at 6-5 has to hold serve to get it.
And
to
that shot that he hit to make it 6-6 was
incredible,
incredible, incredible.
It was, and then in the overtime, then in the tiebreaker, he just, like, he had all this momentum, and he just rolled on Sinner. There was nothing. Well, but Alcaraz was making shots as though he was making shots 5 hours and at 5.5 hours in, like he would make in the first 15 minutes of a match. Like, hard shots with pace, perfect location. He didn't look like he was even tired.
No.
It was insane. But Sinner, you know, but Sinner's comeback in a sixth, in the final set, in the fifth set, his comeback was incredible. I was like, oh, my God. Sinner's going to take this incredible story of Alcaraz, and he's going to turn it upside down with his comeback in the final round. And then Alcaraz comes back on Sinner again. It was absolutely amazing tennis. And that's why I was watching the other day when we were on the air, because French Open tennis is incredible. So if you saw Twitter was just on fire about everyone was watching that match.
Yeah.
And the Astros at the same time were playing. We'll talk about that. But if you missed it, it was a truly incredible sports moment. Now, the Astros,
we had our minor league lineup yesterday.
We're not. Yeah, it was a getaway game. Yeah. Felt like a Larry Durker lineup.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Not my favorite lineup that I've seen.
Nope.
Shea Whitcomb made an appearance.
Yeah, I know, and the dude was red hot. He came over, and he's been sitting for the last 3 or 4 days. So, not the easiest thing in the world to do to come and try to, you know, hit major league pitching after you've been sitting for a while.
Yeah,
nobody really. There were two. Jake Myers is over 300 now with a 4-for-4. Yiner, he's hitting. He homered the other day, and then he's 2-for-4. Otherwise, basically nothing. Cam had one double almost to the wall, but otherwise really not much going on offensively for the team other than Cam Smith's big hit that scored two. That was a bullpen day. It was listen, this kid Walter, his first outing he gave you 5 innings of scoreless ball. Yesterday, 6 innings of 2-run ball against Cleveland.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he's the not Colton Gordon, not Ryan Gusto. Maybe Brandon Walter is the guy that should be pitching every fifth.
He's had a couple good. I mean,
outings.
Hasn't been back to back, but when you've needed him, like you know, every 5 days. But when you've needed him, he's come up and had two really good efforts.
Well, right. Well, he pitched and he looked great, and then they sent him down, and then they brought him back, and here he is again.
Both times.
Maybe this time he should be the guy. Maybe this time let's keep on running him out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a miracle of sorts for the Astros to continue to stay where they are. They win another series yesterday, and it's. You know, I always hate these Sunday lineups. I don't know. Are the Astros the only team that does this? I know it. I used to get really sore about it when – what am I? What is this, the Little Rascals? Yeah, I used to get really sore about it when Dusty would roll out him. I used to get sore about it whenever – what am I? What is this? Stymie and Spanky and the fellas? But I'd get really sore when Larry Durker would famously had just a quit lineup. on Sunday. He's like, what are we doing? Biggio wouldn't play. Bagwell wouldn't play. It was the worst lineups. I don't know why. Dusty would do it some. And now Espada just threw this lineup out that had damn near no chance.
Peña, Paredes, Walker, Diaz, Myers, Smith.
Well, Melton, actually, that's...
That's almost their lineup.
That's six of them, yeah.
Melton, who's been playing a lot.
Yeah.
Dubon, who's... And then I guess it was Whitcomb that really was like, okay, we just, I guess... Well,
Melton,
Whitcomb.
And, you know, I guess, and really, no. Walter was one of the guys.
And Walter,
you just think
right.
That's a throwaway, but he actually pitched pretty well. It was... Oh, got hurt a little bit with a bad...
O'Kurt came in the other day for Hunter Brown.
Well, Kurt Frobbered it with he had made a first and second and came off the mound and made a throwing error, and here comes runs in, and it's like, come on, man.
So, but
O'Kurt
came in during Hunter Brown's start, and Hunter Brown didn't get a quality start for the first time in a while. He went 5 1/3,
yeah.
And O'Kurt came in with two on and got him out of the jam,
yeah,
which was really, really nice. So that was O'Kurt, and then O'Kurt
got him out of a bad jam.
And Sean Dubin, that's his hometown. So he came in on Friday night and gave up a bomb. He came in again and gave up runs. He had a bit of a problem playing in front of the home crowd the first 2 days of the series. So, but otherwise, a nice series. You win 2 out of 3 in Cleveland. That's 3 of the 36 games that you had left that you'll play against a winning team. Not a winning team coming to town. The White Sox are on their way here, and so – we are going to get White Sox Astros baseball for the next 3 days right here in the city of Houston. We are live at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, having us a big time. Had a great time yesterday playing in the poker room, watching the game. Not much of a game last night, as that was the one game, and we were talking about it on the way up here. Yesterday's was the one game that I'm going to give the 11.
Probably stay away from it.
That was the one game that Oklahoma City had to have at home. And when the books make it 11 after they just lost game one, after Oklahoma City just lost game one, they were begging you to take Indiana last night.
I still think if you look at the balance of the eight quarters, Oklahoma City is just clearly the superior team, which we knew. I mean, it was, you know, Indianapolis had to have a little comeback in the fourth quarter. And they had a big comeback, and they do that. But I mean, when Oklahoma City sits tight, when Oklahoma City does what they're supposed to do, and just is a little more careful with the basketball, takes smarter shots, they're just going to be really, really hard to beat. But Indiana still did what they came to do. They split, they got one of them. And what are we watching here? This is curious.
Yeah, I don't know. She's trying to get out.
Oh, it's obviously .
Yeah, it's a setup.
It is a setup, but she looked like a real slap.
Yep. No, it looks like she gave him a slap.
And he did smack her on the
bottom. We're watching a woman trying to get
out. She was trying to get out from the window seat, but she's got a – she
gave her a little pat on the booty, and she
– Well, she, to be fair, she was really backing it into him.
She was backing it in, backing it in.
But that's just what's on John's – John's got an interesting timeline. His curated timeline.
Well, mine is mostly people punching each other in the face.
Yeah, it's fights and politics and sports
and movies and movies.
Oh, it's movies too.
Yeah.
But the Astros lost yesterday, but they won the series. You had an incredible French Open finals, and you had towards the end, the most unlikely of all was Nick Chubb. It's going to be a Houston Texan.
Yeah, how about that? We'll talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Nick Chubb coming to town. I wonder if the thing about that is, what does that tell you about Joe Mixon right now with as many running backs as they're picking up?
Is there any chance at all that when they say that Mark Vandermeer says on touchdowns, he says, he busts a Chubb? Is he going to say that at
think
all? Instead of rock and roll,
he
popped a Chubb.
Popped a Chubb.
Like a long run, a long touchdown
Chubb
run.
Popped one, but
he popped a Chubb.
Yeah.
Is there any chance Mark says that?
I'm pretty sure he won't. But
is there any chance Johnny Harris says it on the sideline?
Andre could. Time to talk about Air Team. That's I recommend them to anyone that has air conditioning needs, and you may be someone who has some air conditioning needs. I don't know where what kind of condition your air conditioners are in right now, but they better be good because it's 1,000 degrees every day, and the dew point is high. So what you got to do all day long is cool your house. So it's going to be running all day long. Have you checked it out lately? When was the last time you looked at your air conditioning? Have you done anything? Because if you haven't cleaned it out, if you haven't looked at the Freon, if you haven't looked at all the both the wires and the pipes and everything else, then you could be flirting with danger. Because the dangerous part is how much money you're going to have to spend on a brand new air conditioner. That blows. So here's the deal. Do not sit on your hands. Let Air Team come for a low, low price. They will check everything out, make sure it's okay, not going to make stuff up. They're going to give you the square deal on exactly what's going on with your air conditioning unit. But if you don't do that, you're going to be in some trouble. Don't do what I did, because I had to replace air conditioners, and that sucks. You're looking for the best way to do it. AirTeamLTD.com. That's AirTeamLTD.com. Tell them you're right here.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, live from the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. We love it. It is awesome. You've got everything you could possibly need right here. And we were at the Sportsbook last night watching the game with everybody. That game, all the baseball games, everything else going on. And good times. We cannot thank you enough.
Somebody very dangerous showed up, though.
Oh, yeah. Harold? Oh, my God.
We're in the Sportsbook, and our guy HQ just pops in. We're watching the game, and I just hear John go, "Oh my God!" And I thought there was a fight. I saw him looking the other direction. I thought there was a fight in the
hallway.
And
then there was a fight,
and it was just hair. Yeah, it was a fight.
There was
tequila.
A fight not to do as many shots as he.
Yeah.
What a maniac. Anyway, yeah, Harold was here, and he's even maniacal on the poker table.
Yeah.
So yeah, good times. We're going to be here today playing a little golf. You going to play golf today?
No.
You're not playing.
Bad shoulder.
Shoulder's
not getting better.
Lance got a shoulder injury? It must have been do you think he was tackling some running back, or do you think he was, you know, maybe tennis? He was firing aces as hard as he possibly could.
Aces?
Yeah. Do you think that he was, I don't know, got hit by a pitch?
I would think sleeping wrong is high up there on the list of potential reasons.
I think it's exacerbated sleeping wrong on it.
Well, and
I lift my arm. I sleep like this.
Yeah. Well, it's like your other arm, though, isn't it?
I'm sure there's some disc
golf. Well, I can't lift my arm above.
Does it have anything to do with Frisbees?
Yeah, of course it does.
No discs.
Okay.
He calls them discs.
But yeah, well, he's probably
I felt
dealt.
Something, and I may have just pushed
can,
through it. Because
can
I
he
play
ever
hurt?
Talk about an injured player ever again?
I mean, you would say he's an expert. So
here I am, though, and yet here I am going to work.
I mean,
same way.
I would say he probably should have some sympathy for those players, considering what happens to him on a consistent basis.
Yeah,
but
get out and play like I'm doing right now.
Maybe some
because this is my job.
Well,
so
it's
I'm
job
here
too.
That's like if yeah, but that's like if they got hurt doing something. Like you can still go to work.
Well, they generally get hurt working.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you know,
well, yeah, or doing something athletic. As opposed to throwing a frisbee.
How do you normally get hurt? Throwing a frisbee?
Yeah, that's
no,
how.
Well, twice there have been injuries twice with that.
Yeah.
With disc golf, one of them was going to retrieve one. The other one was. Yeah, I don't know how I did this one, but here I am grinding through. So
I hope
good.
You. I hope you get over it. Actually, I don't. I don't care. It's really
hey,
silly.
You don't care.
It's really
knew,
silly that
I already
hurt
knew that was false.
Throwing a frisbee.
I
mean,
false.
Like, you are a married man, so it doesn't matter. But just imagine, like, you're out if you're out and about trying to impress a woman.
Yeah.
And you just groan a little bit. She goes, "Oh, what's wrong, Lance?" And she's, "Oh, I hurt
hurt
my shoulder. How'd you hurt your shoulder? Putting up weights, lifting iron? No, I was throwing a frisbee."
Yeah, this would be a tough sell.
Yeah.
All right. So Joe Mixon apparently is not doing well. Do we know Dr. Jesse Morse?
He's always on trying to speak on people's stuff.
He's got 131,000 followers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's – I guess he's a real doctor.
He's trying to get – he's trying to – yeah, you don't even know anymore. But
yeah.
He's trying to make that a thing where he is the guy on Twitter who speaks on injuries, which is always a little bit dangerous.
He says this: I'm starting to get concerned about Joe Mixon. High ankle sprain in 2024, missed three games. Recently spotted in a walking boot after having an offseason foot, ankle, leg question mark surgery. There's been no details released yet. The Texans have recently been linked to multiple running backs working out, J.K. Dobbins and now Nick Chubb. Mixon's primary death is Damian Pearson, Woody Marks. Are the Texans not telling us something about Mixon's injury? And the answer is probably yes. I mean, they're pretty secretive. They're not saying anything about CJ's shoulder.
If I'm not worried about it, yeah. D'Amico's not worried. D'Amico wasn't worried about CJ's shoulder. Yeah, I don't know if we can completely trust that they're going to be honest at this stage, and they don't really have to, if I'm being honest. They don't have a game. There's not a game coming up.
The infatuation lately with running backs tells me that there is something to be concerned about with Joe Mixon, because you're signing Nick Chubb today. You were sniffing around J.K. Dobbins.
You gave up a third-rounder next year for Woody Marks.
Yeah. I mean, listen, actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, maybe, but I also think that Joe Mixon, historically an older running back, does not, like, he's coming to the area where he could start dropping off a little bit. He had a great year last year, but I just think that
I don't know that there's anything that would indicate a drop off.
From an age standpoint,
obviously you hit a spot. But the way he ran and his leadership and everything about Joe Mixon last year said Joe Mixon is the man. And this year, they're looking for a guy. And so, I mean, in the draft they get a guy. Now they've signed a free agent. There's something's up with Joe Mixon.
Yeah, while Lance, I would agree with him when he says that they don't need to be very open about it. I don't. What competitive disadvantage would it be to tell us that Joe Mixon or CJ's, whatever they're dealing with? I mean, they don't have a game until September that matters for them. So I'm not. So I get being, hey, we don't need to tell you anything. But also, why? I mean, you're not going to play a game tomorrow. So if there is a thing, and it would kind of cut down on the questions, because D'Amico was very frustrated throughout. And then I think someone asked him, hey, was there a surgery procedure for CJ? And he goes, that's it. The CJ questions are done. So if you want to stop the questions and maybe make your day a little easier, maybe just tell people what's going on. But if they want to play that game, they can play the game. I think the Woody Marks, the trading a pick next year for Woody Marks, a day two pick. Now Nick Chubb, who's coming off an injury himself, would suggest you're putting some value, however much you're going to pay Nick Chubb, into that spot for a spot where you thought you were pretty solidified with Joe Mixon. I mean, when we find out, we're probably going to find out something more serious than they wanted to let on.
This one I understand more than Yordan's hand or McCullers or any of them, because you could target, if you're an NFL player, you could target whatever injury he has.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
That's
especially true. An ankle.
That's true.
So you stay away from giving any details. I get that.
Well, we know he's in a – well, the last time he was seen, he was in a boot. So I don't know what the progress has been there. So – and – look, do NFL teams have long memories? They probably do. They know that Joe Mixon had a couple of those issues last year, so I don't think it's just something they would have forgotten. But, yeah, to your point, if it's a lingering thing and now they know it's a thing holding him out, specifically now it's on the injury report. So, okay, that makes some sense. The CJ thing, that's the one, the kid who's had shoulder injuries in the past, that's the one where you're hoping what they're saying is real.
Yeah.
Where it's like, eh, it's just a minor thing, whether it be a cleanup or soreness, because they've labeled it general soreness. You hope that's true, because you don't want a quarterback who has chronic shoulder problems.
Absolutely not. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Nick Chubb coming to town. Nick Chubb, what's he got left? That'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I mean, he's a genetic freak. We all see him when he's lifting weights in the off season, but the bar has to be a bendable bar because of how much weight is on there. The question is, how much can Nick Chubb give, and how long can he give it? Because when he comes back, he's no worse for wear, and then he's gone again because he's just a guy who has suffered major injuries throughout his career. So. Is it a shot in the dark, or is there something there that we could be on? Man, what a signing by the Texans, because they got Nick Chubb. I wonder where he is after so many leg issues?
I have to believe this because his name is at Texans Jacob.
Okay.
And if you're at Texans anything, you're legit on Twitter.
Does he have a check mark?
So I've got to believe everything that he says. And he says Nick Chubb is adding a real pass protecting running back to the mix. In 2019, he had a 77.8 pass blocking PBLK at Pro Football Focus, a 91.1, 80.5, 61.8 in 2022. He allowed just 10 pressures over 192 pass blocking snaps over those 4 years. Just 10 pressures over 192.
And I can trust you on that?
I can't. Well, it's Texans Jacob.
Okay.
Are you not going to trust Texans Jacob?
Gotcha.
So. If in fact, well, that's 2022, which is 3 years ago now.
So is he still that pass blocker?
Because, well, is he a guy that can actually stay on the field? That's been the problem with Nick Chubb, is that he can never stay on the field. And so hopefully he'll be able to stay on the field. And if he, and you know what? If all he does, if all Nick Chubb does is protect CJ from this offensive line, okay.
What do you mean, the one we're not supposed to be concerned about?
I'm not concerned about it now that I got Nick Chubb back there.
Why did you put it like that, protect CJ from that offensive line? You know, the running back job is not to protect the quarterback from the offensive line.
Well, from their
ineptitude. From their,
yeah, right.
Okay.
Right. Exactly.
Comforting. Sure.
So if Nick Chubb can do that and nothing else, I'm good with Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb comes in every time in a pass situation.
It's pretty obvious what's going on.
Well, let's just line him up right behind Cam Robinson.
I mean, you've seen that with the double A-gap blitzes where the running back will be literally feet away from the offensive line. So maybe that's Nick Chubb's goal, his position. Like, what would you call him? Like the universal pass protector? That's all he does.
All-time pass protector. Yeah, if you can keep defensive ends off CJ, what a signing.
Yeah.
What a signing. All right, we're going to break 713-780-3776. If you guys want to get in here, we're going to do, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Is AJ ready for this?
AJ, you got an intern back there? Okay, he's got it.
AJ said, I got this.
Don't worry about it.
You asked. He just bowed up on me.
Yeah, well,
he
you
just
questioned
up.
Him a little bit.
AJ.
A little disrespectful.
No, I said, AJ, I don't want to put too much on you. But AJ's like, I got this. All right, so in less than 15 minutes, we're going to play What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. So get yours ready at 713-780-3776. Right now, I'm talking about Chastain Ford. I'm talking about how wonderful the Chastains are. I'm a big fan. I've known Joe and Patrick for a while now, and they are just great people. Joe learned it from his dad. Patrick learned it from his dad, and down the line, okay? And it's just that they've been in the car industry here in the city of Houston for over 80 years. I just – you don't stay in business like that unless you do it right. And they're doing it right now with employee pricing for you and your Ford SUV or your pickup truck. And, you know, everybody – so that's a nationwide thing. But I'm telling you this, not every dealership is the same. There, you can get employee pricing somewhere else, but you're also going to get markups and add-ons. And all of a sudden, what's this fee? And how about total transparency, and how about a dealership that is not going to try to upsell you? They're just going to get you that vehicle the way that you want it. That's perfect for you at the price every month that you can afford, which is really, really important because you want your car buying experience great. Employee pricing right now, and Chastain Ford is doing it right. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown, Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Welcome back. Welcome. I don't think that's real. I don't think that's real. This is real, though. Did you see how she walked into the...
I saw Angel's...
Angel's entrance?
Walk into the...
Angel Reese.
She's got herself a terrible basketball team.
It's June, and she's wearing fur, like a giant fur
cap. And leather.
And well, she put
it looks like a fashion, model.
Yeah, she does. She looks good.
She looks good. She looks like a fashion model, but she did.
I'll tell you this:
she had 4 points.
She's beating. Yeah, she's beating Caitlin's ass in fashion model.
Oh yeah, for
sure. But she is. I mean, Caitlin wasn't even there on Saturday night, and
they lost by 30.
And they lost by 30, and Angel had four points. And it was it was actually on in the bar that we were
rebounds.
At.
Tell
and
the whole story. Like, oh my tell God, the whole story. 12 rebounds.
Greatest rebounder.
Well, they're not rebounds. They're me-bounds.
Yeah, there's some offensive boards going on.
Yeah, me-bounds.
Some Moses Malones, as we used to call
Yeah,
it.
Here, just throw back it up there. Throw it up there. Throw it up. Oh, look at all these rebounds.
Oh, Mo, you got the feeling like he wasn't really. I think Angel's trying to make it. It's just not working out. Okay, so I had to do something. I got a very important call on the phone from somebody.
Real.
Yeah, maybe that is real. I got a very important call on the phone from somebody high up in the administration at some administration. So I had to leave.
The presidential administration?
Yeah, just any administration.
An administration.
An administration called me, so I had to leave. And here's why I don't think the Joe Mixon thing is probably serious. Joe Mixon is, I think Damian Pierce is basically, there's a great chance of Damian Pierce being cut this year. He's in the last year of his contract. Even if he stayed, he'd be gone. But the fact is, Woody Marks is cheaper than Damian Pierce. So you're going to get a brand new, you basically hit refresh on that position. You got Dari Ogunbowale, who I don't know if you guys even mentioned that, but he re-signed with the Texans as well. So four running backs, I think this spells the end for Damian Pierce more than likely. I mean, Woody Marks isn't going anywhere as a fourth-round pick. And obviously Joe Mixon's there. But Nick Chubb gives him, let's face it, who was his running back mate in Cleveland from Kansas City?
Went to Kansas City. Yeah, Kareem.
Yeah,
Hunt.
Kareem Hunt. I mean, that was a big 1-2 combination. No. Those guys could both play. This is becoming a little bit more normal, is to have a couple different guys who can – who can carry – like, you can beat teams up with the running game a little bit now. Now, provided you're blocking it up front. I love the pickup. And you know what? Now, Chubb's coming off an injury. But even if Mixon's
Nick DeGrom is coming off an injury? It's always injured, dude.
Yeah,
always.
I know. Throughout, even back to – now, it's not piddly injuries. He gets massive
– Yeah.
Massive scale injuries.
Injuries.
Yeah, so it's not like, here he is again with another hamstring. No, it's like he rips his knee to shreds.
Yeah.
But, he's back, and I like it. You know, is this a name signing where the fans and media will get excited because of his name? Maybe. We got to see what he has left in the tank. But on paper, it looks good. On paper, it looks like you added another veteran weapon who is somebody who can maybe take over a game in the fourth quarter. Worst case scenario is it looks like the Texans are trying to take a little heat off of C.J. Stroud. I mean, adding Woody Marks, who can play all three downs if you need him to. You have Joe Mixon. You add Nick Chubb. You know, you had to add two wide receivers, frankly. You don't have anyone in the room. And they're both rookies, but maybe they're saying we're not sure about
the offensive line. You did everything.
Yeah, they shuffled the deck with the offensive line.
Well, no, they got rid of a couple of problems.
Yeah, but I'm not sure the cards are any different because, frankly, your left tackle is not going to be as good as your last left tackle. But so that's why I think they're saying, hey, let's put maybe this is a move to put more emphasis on the running game.
Everything you changed, dude,
and take it off.
CJ's the only thing that has not changed. I mean, you got changed the offensive coordinator, the offensive line coach. You got rid of Tunsil. You got rid of Kenyon Green. You don't have Steph Diggs. You don't have Tank Dell. I mean, basically, it's a whole new offense, basically, because of what happened last year, the disaster that was the offense last year at times. So, this is a total reshuffle. And you know what? Nick Chubb, I read the stats by Texans Jacob. Of his pass blocking prowess is incredible.
Oh no, he's third incredible. Down. Yeah, he's a legit third down back. Like both of those guys can play all three down. I mean, if Nick Chubb's healthy, they can both be a 22-25 carry guy in a single game if need be. If either one of them get hurt, you still have a primary back. So that's one of the advantages too. And I did not see what contract number is going to be, but based on Aaron Rodgers signing for under $20 million? I was a little surprised. I guess I shouldn't be. There's only so much money that's available now. But Aaron Rodgers with incentives. If he hits his incentives, he doesn't even get to $20 million.
Well, first of all, does he – I mean, I don't – whatever. You know what? He deserves about that. I mean, Aaron's got a lot to prove this year. He's got a lot to prove this year.
He does, and there's no money left anyway.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be getting $35
million. No, and, yeah, they're, I mean, Aaron –
And frankly, this is the way it should be. This is the way it should be.
Yeah.
Listen, you got to prove a deal. You shouldn't just be, well, he's played this long, so he gets $35, $40 million. No.
40 years
What's
old.
Aaron Rodgers is older and really hasn't done anything for 2 years. 1 year he missed because of injury, and last year he was well below his standard. So this is the type of salary it should be. And frankly, it's the type of salary it should be even if he – You know, even if he, if it wasn't after the free agency period, maybe he gets $22 million. But it shouldn't be one of these things where they've got to get their quarterback spending under control, the NFL, because it's they're screwing themselves and they're screwing other positions. Other positions are being hurt because they can't figure out how to handle quarterback spending.
Yeah,
so it's
no,
taking
it's,
up a giant chunk of salary.
They need to make that a separate category.
Because nothing else fits. I mean, the fact that a running
tackles and defensive ends now are starting
the
to
The fact that a running back
ridiculous.
Will make a good running back, not even that the but a good running back might make 14 and a quarterback will make 55.
Yeah.
And a running four times the quarterback makes four times the amount as a run of a running back who's a good running back, that's
Yep.
We're a little bit broken there.
Yep.
I mean, I get making more, but maybe two times more. We're at four times more.
All right, we got, I don't know how many times we're going to be picking up the phone, but AJ is there, and he's ready for you for what did you learn this weekend in one sentence. What did you learn? What happened this weekend that you learned something? You learned something, and you want to share that with us. It's 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. We're going to fill up the board, and then as soon as somebody is off, you can get on, 713-780-3776. You get one sentence to tell us what you learned this weekend. You've got a lot of sentences to tell us about John Daspit.
Yeah, John Daspit is the lawyer when it comes to – and, you know, on our drive here to Lake Charles, I was reminded that this is an area in southeast Texas that along the coastline that is big John Daspit territory. There's a lot of refineries. There's a lot of offshore work that's done. And so a lot of the work that John Daspit will have comes from, you know, people with dangerous jobs who end up, due to negligence, end up with very serious injuries. And so the phone call is easy. You call 713, call now. But what John Daspit does is he steps in and immediately starts to be your voice when it comes to working with the insurance company on the other side who's responsible for taking care of your needs. And if you do it yourself, they're going to get to you. They're going to tell you, no, this is a really great offer for you. We're going to pay this. We're going to pay that. But what they're not telling you is that a lot of times they want to keep you inside a little bubble of what it is that you're going to be compensated for. And sometimes that bubble does not include physical therapy for years down the road, depending on the injury, does not include a fair payout for the pain and suffering that you may have suffered in the injury you have. You know, there's a lot of shady lawyers out there, but there's a John Daspit who is trying to make sure that people who are badly injured are taken care of and not taken advantage of by the insurance companies that are out there trying to maximize their profit. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Go to DaspitLaw.com, see all the areas of practice, or just call, and they'll consult with you at 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW.
ESPN 97.5. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles.
Yep, the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, the DraftKings Sportsbook, the pool, the golf course, the 12 restaurants, the concert facility, which we're right outside of today, the Blue Martini nightclub, just gorgeous. The casino, everything. Poker room, everything. Just awesome, awesome, awesome. Thanks for having us out here, Golden Nugget. We appreciate it. And if you're I was thinking about this. If you're somebody, you know, if you have a limited amount of money that you can gamble, why waste it on an airplane ride all the way to Las Vegas? Drive here for a lot less,
right,
and use that money and gamble it and win big right here at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. We're winning right now because it's time to play. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? What did you learn this weekend in one sentence. That's what we're doing right here, right now, on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I learned that it was a good time to get out of L.A. this weekend.
Or you missed the action.
I missed a chance. A lot of action. Yeah.
You could have got shot by a rubber bullet.
Yeah.
I could have.
Del saw a newscast shot by a rubber bullet.
This Australian reporter right in the leg. Who was just doing a stand-up.
As you see right there. There's a Ben Carr.
I've hit my. It was a woman, and you would have been upset, John. Nice, attractive, blonde-looking woman
with a ponytail.
And you can see the cameraman as she's moving around, telling her story, and then the cameraman just happens to veer to the left, and you see a guy take aim at her and fight.
Well, she's just standing there.
Yeah,
this is one sentence. Was that one sentence?
Well, no, we're explaining the story.
Oh, I got you.
Why you're not in L.A. I didn't learn that. I just saw that.
Oh, yeah. You just saw that. Did you guys learn anything?
I learned I'm a giant phony.
You learned what?
I learned I'm a giant phony when it comes to college baseball, and that's all I can give you.
Okay. I learned that listening to the valedictorian and salutatorian at my son's high school, they lived a much different existence in school than my sons lived in the same school. I didn't recognize any of it.
Okay.
That's to more all than the one other sentence. Seniors.
More than one sentence. That's all.
The times
one
that
sentence. You're terrible at this game.
AP test. I'm like, wait, you had AP test?
Okay.
You're supposed to be studying?
All right. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? That's it. One. 713-780-3776. Ocho is first up. What up, Ocho?
Yeah, I learned that D'Amico Ryan preached a sermon at a church in Fifth Ward Sunday night.
Oh, wow.
He did what?
D'Amico preached a sermon at a church in Fifth Ward.
Oh, neat.
I didn't know that.
How about that?
I just learned that today.
A little bit for Which is mine? This one?
I just learned that today.
You did?
Yeah.
All right. Who's next, Al?
Let's go to Brandon. Brandon, what did you learn?
Morning, guys. I learned that one of the leading contenders for American League Rookie of the Year is a 35-year-old pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles named Tomoyuki Sugano. Hey.
Oh, no.
Oh.
He didn't have to add the extra point.
Oh. Height at the end?
It's unnecessary.
It was not. It was
watched too many movies.
Yeah.
Height. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? A 35-year-old rookie. Oh, that's what was just learned there. Who's next?
We move to Reese. Reese, what did you learn?
Good morning. I learned that I'd rather smoke a trot tip over a brisket every day.
Oh,
all day.
You know, there's a big group of tri-tip people. Tri-tip's big in L.A., by the way.
Yeah.
But tri-tip over a brisket. Tri-tip's good meat, too.
What is that a combination of?
I don't know. It's a piece of meat.
Is that what Michael sells?
Yeah, Michael's got that,
he's
too.
He's got that. Yeah, he's got sirloin and ribeye.
Well, he's got your brisket, but some people prefer smoking, the tri-tip, or some people do tri-tip for fajitas.
Yeah.
Some people do tri-tip for fajitas. There's picanha, which is another cut of meat that typically the Brazilians love for some reason. Brazilians will come buy picanha from Michael all the time. If you go to one of those, like a Fogo de Chao or Casa do Brasil or whatever, you can get picanha a lot of times. So, yeah, tri-tip's a good piece of meat. You can pick that up.
See, Reese learned that this weekend.
Yeah.
He'd rather smoke a tri-tip.
Yeah, go to Pete's Fine Meats and get it there.
You didn't burn it like somebody's brisket, did you?
Oh, here we go.
I mean, it'll live on in infamy
for
you.
To get a call from another.
All right. I'm just asking a question.
Person
if he burned
inside the
it.
Administration.
Another administration's calling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's next?
While you're dealing with that, let's talk to Roland. Roland, what have you learned?
I learned Mauricio Dubon does not belong in an MLB uniform. He is no Marwin Gonzalez or Tony Kemp.
Ow. Okay.
It's Tony Kemp. Well, it's really turned a little bit on. He has not had the same year that I was hoping.
He did have two outfield assists in an inning the other night.
Yeah.
Two outfield assists
pretty
in the
rare.
First inning.
Pretty rare.
That is pretty rare, but it certainly helped Colton Gordon that night and helped the Astros to not have give up a big inning to the Guardians. But, yeah, well, he's getting a – and even when he contributes, like he had a run where he had a lot of bloop doubles down the left field line. Like just pop-ups that just happen to fall in the right spot. So Mauricio Dubon is a nice major leaguer, but he is what he is. He's a utility guy. And he can play a lot of positions, and he can help. A manager loves that because he's got a lot of flexibility with giving guys days off. So he is what he is. He deserved. I'll tell you this though. He deserved to be a starter for a while. He was a Gold Glove player, and he was contributing, and he was a good offensive player last year.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know that he's done, but he's not as good as he was last year. He's not nearly as good.
He's not. But, you know, I mean, what he is, it appears he's just, you know, he's a Marwin type of guy.
Yeah.
So that's what he is. And that's what you want him to be. And you just want him to be the best that he can be. And he plays multiple positions. And
dude, I don't know if you're
just not a full-time starter.
Marwin was good here when he was banging trash cans.
Yeah.
Marwin fell off the world.
The trash can. He and Tyler White apparently really needed the trash
really
cans.
Needed the trash cans. Really. Who's next, Al?
Let's move to Tom. Tom, what have you learned?
Morning, gentlemen. I learned when a single mother introduces you to her kids and asks you, how do you like them? They're okay is not the right answer.
not a great answer. No, not if you're interested in the woman.
You cannot.
And obviously,
just
you have some level of interest since you're meeting her kids.
That's a difficult one, Tom. I know you want to be honest, but.
And I
respect
it's the not
honesty.
The best policy with a woman.
Yeah, well, particularly when it's
not
her,
early on.
No,
her pride enjoys. You're probably gonna have to lie.
Yeah.
Just
You
know, they're fine.
All right.
You
like,
can't
when,
say
it's
that.
Like
I,
when people ask me about my day all the time. Hey, how's it going? That's okay.
You
can't have that response.
Well, but that's different.
What you're, that's what I'm saying. You can't have that response.
Okay, but can
the day is not anyone's pride and joy.
That's what I'm saying.
But can Tom say something like, man, they are energetic? Because right now you're not lying.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're given subliminal. Like, if I heard him say that, I'd say,
Tom's like,
what a pain in the ass my kids
like
are.
Those kids.
Tom's like, well, they're kids. That's his response. Well,
they're kids.
Oh, they are kids.
They are kids. Yeah. Good luck, Tom.
I know why he goes, hi, guys,
on your journey.
I learned, because Tom does put a little emphasis on, I learned.
But he learns like normal things.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't learn.
I can't even hear it. You guys yelled in. It's like my headphones went down.
All right, who's next?
We go to David. David, what have you learned?
I learned that if you refer to your sister-in-law as Fat Angel Reese in your head, you might let it slip in front of the rest of the family when talking about her.
I didn't understand.
Did you hear that better than us? Did you know what David said?
No.
Oh, Angel Reese.
I couldn't.
I thought he said something about a fat sister-in-law or something.
I didn't hear that either. Didn't hear that at all.
I couldn't understand a word David said.
Not at all. Sorry, David.
That's good. No, that was a good one, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what have we learned? Nothing.
I learned that I didn't understand a word David said. Yeah, that's what I learned.
David, call back next week. We can try it again. We got Jeremiah. Jeremiah, what have you learned?
Hey, good morning, guys. I learned this weekend that sixth-grade girls travel basketball moms are worse than dance moms.
Really?
Really?
Wow. Travel basketball moms are worse than dance moms? Have you seen any of the dance mom TV shows? It's the worst thing. It's one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Wow, that is saying something. Maybe a little hyperbole because you're in the middle of it
anytime you start dealing with
travel, yeah.
Certain travel parents are not great.
Travel parents are not. And girls basketball, wow. That's
surprising.
Yeah.
It's that bad.
Are you got a little Reese on your team?
Is that what we do now? Anytime there's a troublesome female athlete, is she a Reese? Is that what she's done for herself?
Yeah, what, Angel's sister?
She's talking about the parents, though.
I know, but. There was a lot of drama on that LSU team,
Angel's
remember?
Angel's mom and
Blue Jays'
mom, maybe?
They had issues.
That's right.
They were calling each other names and stuff.
And social media got a little
testy, it got crazy.
I remember,
Who's next?
Look like we're good.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice. We appreciate you. Well done, people. AJ, nice job. Well done, sir. And that was What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. And that's brought to you by Game Day Men's Health. Game Day Men's Health is where we get I'm telling you, I just feel different. I just feel better. Everything about it. Love what Game Day Men's Health does for me, and you'll love what it does for you. Okay? So thank you, Game Day Men's Health, for sponsoring What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. And now we're talking a little jewelry. If you pissed off your wife this weekend,
yeah,
and you learned that you need to buy her some jewelry, where do you get it?
Well, you can do it at Zadig Jewelers. And Zadig Jewelers can get you out of a doghouse. Zadig Jewelers can show you how much can help you show your wife or your girlfriend or your fiance. You hope she is going to be your fiance. You hope she says yes. They can be the solution there. They can even be the solution for Father's Day. Think about this. Father's Day is coming up. What a great opportunity for you to get your dad something that's great. You know, dads typically don't get a lot for Father's Day, and we're usually good with that. That's not usually a problem. But at the same point, you get to a point in your life, maybe you say, you know, Dad really taught me a lot of great lessons, and I wouldn't be where I am without my dad, and you want to do something special. How about a Mont Blanc pin? How about some sweet cufflinks that they have that are really fashionable and stylish? If he, you know, if he likes to dress up, or if he gets dressed up for work, or goes out dressed up, or maybe if you want to really take it to the next level, a brand new luxury watch, and they've got all the top names in there, brands in there, and their boutique locations, so they even have unique timepieces that no one else is going to have around the state of Texas. That's how they roll at 28,000 square feet of great jewelry and impressive experts at Zadig Jewelers. They're at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. For all of the scenarios I laid out, Zadig is perfect. Just go in. If you've never been in, the store is amazing. If you're headed down Post Oak for dinner somewhere, stop into Zadig and just check it out. Just let them know you're just shopping around. But you're going to be really, really impressed with what it is you see. And I'm even more impressed with the people who are there who help you. It's Zadig Jewelers, Zadig.com, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, Zadig.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD 97.9 HD2.